Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Showers. 39 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Showers. 37 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, showers, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees.
KCSL. Try that call again. That was a lot of letters. N-A-K-P-P. Echo 8, Echo Charlie 2. Sorry, signal report, please. Too bad. Can you hear me? N-A-K-P-P. Yes, sir, I can. I was just wondering if I could hit the Saginaw repeater from Howie, which is where I'm sitting right now. Sounds like it's actually reaching it. What's my signal sound like?
I have to struggle to understand you, but you're there. I got to say that. So I'm on the main ship, and I know that they're doing a lot of work on all of this stuff, so none of it's perfect yet, so it might not be yours.
Okay, roger that, and I appreciate the information. I was more curious if I could actually reach the repeater from Howie, and pleasantly surprised that I can. So I do appreciate the report, and I want to get back to you, Dave. I got to head back in, so this month is almost over. So thank you so much for the reply, and talk to you later. KVA, KCS.
Very good. You have a good day. I also wanted to check mine. Just put a new control head on it. N8KPP.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.
KF8BRD. KC8DZ.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
Hello, CQ. CQ, CQ, 2 meters. From Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray. Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, calling CQ and listening for call.
This is NATC, I'm testing.
It sounds like it's working okay.
Well, thank you very much. I'm at a friend's house, and we're playing with his radio, and I didn't know we'd get into this repeater. I forget, is this Guilford repeater?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm kind of new to the area also, but I guess it's linked up. The one I am is on the 145310, that is in Guilford, but they're linked up all the way. There's other repeaters linked up to the same system.
Yeah, that's where I'm on. I'd access the 3-1 computer directly. And how far are we from Mount Pleasant? We're in the northwest of Mount Pleasant, 2 miles, but not too far.
That repeater has a real good range. Guilford is closer to, like, Frankenmuth, Reese. I don't know if you're familiar with the Reese area, but it's about 8-10 miles, probably 10-12 miles north of Frankenmuth.
Okay, I know that the Michigan repeaters, you know, they have their links, but, you know, they link their repeaters together, so, but I'm transmitting on the 3-1 frequency.
I think it's a pretty good repeater. I just found it the other day myself. I was all the way up in Oscoda, and I could hit that repeater, so they found a tall tree to put their antenna in, that's for sure.
Yeah, we had a little issue with the radio, and I happened to stumble across maybe the answer, and I think we got it all fixed up. So evidently, it's working fine. We're running a Yaesu 2900 mobile radio right now, and it says it's on low power, so we might only be running about 5 watts or so.
I can't complain about that. Wattage does help, but having a good antenna has always been a key factor, I think. But you're coming in clear. I mean, there's a little static here and there, but nothing awful. Not for that kind of distance. God, you must be at least 40 miles away from the repeater in Mount Pleasant, maybe 50.
We're running on a J-pole antenna that's on top of a two-story house, so we've got a pretty good height for our antenna, but we're out in the woods here. We're just curious, what's your current location that you're talking from?
I'm currently transmitting from my car, I'm on I-75 in Birch Run. KC-8, Delta Zulu.
Well, thanks for coming back, and we're going to continue to play with the radio, and you have a good afternoon. This is N8DCM, November 8th, Delta Charlie Mike.
Good talking with you. You have a great day, and enjoy the radio repair service. KC-8 Delta Zulu.
N8KPP from WAFU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
NAYJN Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
Making sure she sounds nice and pretty, N8KBB.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. VHF hub disconnected.
KEHYGZ monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 39 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the LaPierre County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on a W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the LaPierre County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take our general check-ins now. Anyone wanting to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
Well, I'll play NHVLC, Vicki and LaPierre.
KE8ZTX, Terry is LaPierre.
All right, Vicki and Terry, got you on the list. Any other stations, please call now. Well, alrighty then, short list. And not too much going on here, waiting for the short week to end. All right, so go ahead, Vicki, and stand by Terry, NABLC, KB8TAR.
Yeah, you're right. There's not much going on here either. Just trying to catch up on things that I hadn't been doing and I should have been doing. And doing a little bit more studying again, Kevin, just so as you know. We'll be there tomorrow with my notebook. And been looking in on the classes, the little modules that you set up for us. But and then doing a little POTA now and again, testing out some new antennas, and actually different setups is what we're doing. And then Thursday we're going to go activate a lighthouse over in Fort Huron. So that'll be fun. I hope the weather's going to be as good as the weather channel says it's going to be. So. That's it for me. Hope you get some more check-ins, Kevin, and I'm going to turn it back to you. KBHDR, this is NABLC.
Well, very good on the lighthouse. Thought about looking into that for the lighthouse weekend. When is that? I think that's August, if I'm not mistaken. Got to check the calendar. But I thought about looking into that. There's, I don't know how many dozens or hundreds of lighthouses here in the state, so they can't all be activated. Probably only a handful of them. All right, Terry, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, KE8ZTX. Yeah, we're kind of, things are
typical spring events around here, trying to clean up the mess and get everything working again. But, yeah, we're kind of looking forward to Thursday, and we're going to hopefully it'll actually be active, and we'll get some action. But we're going to try to hit at least a couple of different lighthouses, and then maybe later in the week, next week, hit a couple more and see what we can do up and around the thumb. It'll be interesting to see how well we do and how much we can get with Michigan, how many we can pick up from Michigan, where our little dipole setup seemed to work pretty well for as an invis. We were getting a lot of Michigan and Ohio last week on it, so hopefully we can get a little bit more of that and see what kind of action we get and how well it works. And Miss Vicky will try to get me on the air and get me going. She's turned into quite the professional here with her POTA, but yeah, I'm woefully lagging behind that. So we'll see if I can get into the swing of things and catch up a little bit. And then the same way with the whole modules and catching up on that. You know, the more you look at it, the more you realize how little you really know. Well, we're working on it. We're game anyway. So that's about it for now. So back to you, Kevin.
I was thinking there on your lighthouse activation. There must be, you know, like POTA and SOTA numbers, IOTA numbers. There must be lighthouse numbers, but I can't for the life of me remember what they look like. So you probably already figured all that out. But very good. That should be fun. All right. And as you mentioned, yeah, I'll just make the announcement now. The April Aries meeting is tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at 911. So glad to hear you guys are going to make it. I hope we get a decent showing. I got a nice little exercise prepared. Well, I think it's nice. I'll see what you guys think. Excuse me. All right, we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net this evening, please call Net Control now. Well, I bet that this is a precursor to the meeting tomorrow night, guys. I was afraid of that with Easter week. But Vicky, go ahead and stand by Terry again. NADLC, KB8TAR.
Yeah, as far as the lighthouses go, there's I'll shoot the link of the site that I use. It's called, and this weekend is called the Spring Lights CUSO Party. And it's on the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society website. But I'll shoot all that over to you. And they've got, like, several thousand lighthouses all over the world on their list. And it's big. So hang on. Sorry, I had a cough there. But and then the regular one that you're talking about, the international one, yeah, it's in August. And they also have another one in August, I think, the week earlier. And it's not so much a contest, but just, you know, like POTA has like POTA weekends or whatever. This is like Get Out and Activate Lighthouses weekend. And so there's no contesting going on. But I love the lighthouses. And I just thought that this would be a lot of fun. And it gets me on the air, and I practice, and, you know, you kind of lose your fear of the radio doing stuff like this. So, anyway, I'll shoot that link over to you, Kevin, and I'll send it back to you, and you can talk to Terry, KVATAR, and ADLC.
All righty. I'm unfamiliar with the Spring Lights thingy you mentioned, but great. Probably the same list on the Lighthouse and Lightship site, which you've probably already seen anyway. So, all right, very good. Terry, can't believe I'm losing my place here on this list. Go ahead, Terry. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, I don't know how you keep it straight.
But anyway, yeah, we were out a couple of weeks ago looking at all the lighthouses through the thumb and looking at how to set up and everything else, and it should be a lot of fun. I don't know how many we'll hit, you know, on Thursday, but we hope to get at least a couple in anyway and see what happens with that. And I'm kind of curious. We're sitting here on an HT. We got, you know, our base antenna, but obviously we're coming through all right with the current setup instead of the regular repeater. So I don't know. I hear a lot of people getting on, and they're kind of scratchy and hard to hear and hard to understand a lot of times. But of course, I don't know where they're located. But like I said, we're doing it with an HT, and it sounds like must be coming through okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, Terry, you guys are full quieting here in Columbiaville on the reverse, so you're doing just fine. Excuse me. And there is a remote receive site at W8YRC's house in Lapeer, so I'm sure that's what you're hitting with the HT, but you're still full quieting all the way out here in Columbiaville on my antenna, so you're doing just fine. And let's see, we are at the bottom of our list, so I'm going to X one more time. Any other stations wishing to join the net, new stations, please call net control now. All right, nothing heard. You guys have anything else for the net, please call now.
I guess we're good for the evening, Kevin.
See, Vicki, this is the kind of net you want to pick, this one right here. So, all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. This is KB8TAR returning the repeater to normal use. 7-3 from now.
Good evening, 21 hours, showers, 38 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, showers, 39 degrees.
AF8TIW, radio check.
On the good station, no problem. On the radio check there, KF8AOL.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees.
Yeah, pretty well. Delta Zulu. Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu.